we're going really well, and we're very pleased with how the whole squad's performing. So far this season, we've been unbeaten. We did have one little slip earlier in the year when we drew, and it was like the whole world had come crashing down. I suppose we weren't quite used to it. So probably was not a bad thing for us, because our first cup match was the following week, and we certainly came back out to sort of make amends for that. And the team has been very determined to represent Gorey really well this year in both the cup and the league. We won both last year in the previous division. Now at this stage in the semi-final, we're the only team from our own division still left, so the teams left with us are all in the division above us, which obviously will be a challenge, but it's something we quite enjoy, and I suppose the pressure is not on us. Anything that comes now is a bonus.
And just looking at the league that you're in, you mentioned you're 5 points clear at the top, and you've played a game less, I think, as well, unbeaten.
That's
so
right,
far.
Yeah.
You're taking on the likes of Genesis, Botanic, you know, so people that know their hockey will know that these are big sides.
Oh yeah, I mean, most weeks we are travelling to Dublin to play teams and clubs that have huge reputations and a great history in hockey. Some of the great players who are playing in our ladies international side come from these clubs. So they're clubs with great following, very knowledgeable about their game. They have fantastic resources, and we're holding our own against them, which isn't too bad when you consider that in Gorey we don't even have a hockey pitch. We travel to Enniscorthy to play our home games, and we go training there on Thursday evenings, getting home about 10:30 at night. But that's the dedication of the girls on the team. You know, they put in the time and they put in the effort, and then we're travelling, as I say, most weekends up to the Big Smoke to take on these big clubs. So it's a bit of a David and Goliath, and David's winning at the moment, thank God.
And would you ever envision a time when Gorey will have their own hockey pitch, with the club doing so well that really it should be only around the corner?
Well, yeah, I mean, hockey is one of those sports that people are now taking real notice of. Our international teams are really doing very well. And there's always been a good level of hockey in Ireland, but it's something people are getting a bit more excited about, which is fantastic. And we do have a wonderful, rich, growing level of hockey in Gorey. The junior side of the club with our young people is growing all the time, and the standard is lifting and lifting. So it would make perfect sense for us to have a pitch in Gorey. I know the club is doing a lot of work around fundraising for it, and if they can get behind a sport in our town and invest it with us, then I think it's something that's going to grow in the future.
Just back to last weekend when you had that 4-0 win over Railway Union. You mentioned there that the girls were a bit disappointed that they only got a draw there during one of their league games, and they've just been ruthless so far this year. Another 4 goals scored at the weekend.
Yeah, I know. We don't ever go out thinking that, you know, that we just turn up and we play. We always make sure that we have a game plan that is devised, you know, to our squad strength and to the style of hockey that we want to play. It's really important for us that every game we go out and we dictate the game, play the style of hockey that we know works for us. And I think that particular weekend we had a bit of a slip. We took the eye off the ball, and luckily enough, you know, we learned from it. It was around that time I was still playing, and I decided, you know what, I can't do both. I can't play and give a bit of guidance. So step into the coaching side, we'll formalise that, and we'll go out with a strong game plan every week. And since then, you know, we've taken the sort of the attitude that we know we're playing in a division that hopefully we will come out of and keep going higher in. And the expectation is that as we go and play teams that we really respect and show, you know, a really high standard of hockey, that we grow with that and we learn from them in every match that we play. So we don't take anything for granted. Every single match for us is a learning experience. And yeah, I mean, when we have the opportunity to play nice flowing hockey that we enjoy, and like I said, we play that kind of hockey we like, we have fun with it and we enjoy the game. And when you're enjoying any game, you know yourself, you're going to the goals will come.
Obviously you're the head coach there, so you're not going to try to single out anybody, but I think I might if you're all right with that. Miriam Deegan is somebody who keeps popping up on the goal scorers list every single week, and she's been just crucial for your side so far.
Miriam's a phenomenal player, and she is someone who gives and gives and gives to the team, and she's definitely a young person to keep an eye on. We have a junior side of the club that is extremely rich and incredibly well supported by coaches and parents alike from throughout Gorey. And Muireann has come up through that side of our club along with some of our other younger players who are equally as amazing. The beauty of the squad is you have a team that plays really well as a team. And when you go out and you're a very united team that are enjoying the hockey they're playing, you can take on and play higher level skilled players who may not necessarily play as really unified teams. So when Murren's name is popping up on that score sheet, some of those goals are just absolute Murren gems. And a lot of them are ones that have been created by a full team effort where people are creating some incredible plays and Murren knows how to put the icing on the cake. So she is a phenomenal player. We have quite a few up and coming young players that I would say selectors need to keep an eye on, but wait until we're finished.
And finally, Karina, obviously still in the Division 9 and 10 Cup, still leading your league. Can you do the double?
We've done it before. It can be done. If we go into a game thinking you can, or if you go into a game thinking you can't, you will be right. So we have to go in believing and knowing that we can do it. We have amazing support from our club. We have amazing support from Gorey. So we go in with the attitude that we want to represent our home and we want to represent our club as well, best we can. And I think we can. I firmly believe that we have what it takes. We just have to put our game plan into action on the day and just play our kind of hockey.